My dearly beloved in Christ, I'm sure at times you've tried to talk to others about the importance of saving their souls or being a Catholic, avoiding sin, etc. And then you hear, so what? Whatever. Modernism and moral and dogmatic relativism are enemies of truth. Relativism is prevalent in our society not for logical reasons, but for moral ones. If truth exists and we can know it, and God exists and we can know him, and if he's established laws to live by, we are responsible for our actions. Although we have free will, if we desire to go to heaven, we can't be self-centered doing only what we want. Relativism causes a breakdown of religious and civil authority, where people answer to no one but to their own selfish desires. Many people simply ignore God and his laws. They hide behind relativism to excuse their sinful lives. According to Matt Slick, relativism is a philosophical position that all points of view are equally valid, and that all truth is relative to the individual. This means that all moral positions, all religions, all art forms, etc., are truths that are relative to the individual. Cognitive relativism affirms that all truth is relative. This would mean there's no objective standard of truth. It would naturally deny that there is a God of absolute truth. Moral and ethical relativism means all relatives are relative to the social group within which they are constructed. And situational relativism means ethics, in other words, right and wrong, are dependent upon the situation. Ultimately, the philosophy of relativism is pervasive in our culture today. With the rejection of God and Catholicism in particular, absolute truth is being abandoned. Our pluralistic society wants to avoid the idea that there really is a right and a wrong. This is evidenced in our deteriorating judicial system that has more and more trouble punishing criminals. In our entertainment media, which continues to push the envelope of immorality and indecency. In schools, which teach evolution and social tolerance, etc. In addition, the plague of moral relativism is encouraging everyone to accept immorality, pornography, abortion, artificial birth control, fornication, and a host of other sins that were once considered wrong but are now being accepted and even being promoted in society. It's becoming so pervasive that if you speak out against moral relativism and its anything goes philosophy, you're labeled as an intolerant bigot. Of course, this is incredibly hypocritical of those who profess that all points of view are true, yet reject those who profess absolutes in morality. It seems what's really meant by the moral relativists is that all points of view are true, except for the views that teach moral absolutes, and an absolute God, and absolute right and wrong. Some typical expressions that reveal an underlying presupposition of relativism are common, such as, that is your truth, not mine. It's true for you, but not for me. Or there are no absolute truths. Later I'll prove that these and similar statements are illogical and false. Morals in society cannot flourish where everyone does what he can justify to be right in his own eyes. Sadly, people can rationalize or justify anything they choose. Something is not true because it feels good or it's beneficial. It's true that some customs are culturally based and not universal. In England, Australia, and New Zealand, society considers it to be correct to drive on the left side of the road. But this is illegal in the United States. These customs are relative and rightly so. It doesn't matter what side of the road people drive on, as long as they all do it the same way. Such things are relative. However, moral relativism attacks God-based values and moral absolutes. As a result, people substitute psychological categories for moral ones. For example, violent murderers are routinely labeled sick rather than evil. The world is divided by socialists between the powerful and the weak, rather than the good and the bad. And Marxists have substituted economic criteria for moral ones, such as poverty causes crimes, or poverty breeds terrorists. My dearly beloved in Christ, modernists refuse to accept the undeniable truth. They bend, fold, and mutilate the truth when it's convenient for them so that their so-called conscience can accept it. For the fallen away Catholic and the moral relativist, habitual mortal sin leads to loss of faith. It's a moral, not an intellectual problem. They stop saying prayers, give up confession, and are reluctant to put forth the effort to be good. Such persons habitually reject grace, miss Mass with regularity, and fall prey to temptation. Except such a pattern as their weakness and vices just take over. They demand self-satisfaction. My dearly beloved in Christ, modernism and moral relativism have a deadly effect upon the soul. As a result, most of humanity does not believe in hell. Most people don't care if they go to hell because they don't believe there is a hell. Most people don't care where they end up after their death because they don't believe there's a heaven or a hell or a purgatory. They don't believe anything. They live for this world and this world alone. My dearly beloved in Christ, some people say that it's wrong to judge others concerning what's right and wrong. Judge not. However, the statement, judge not, is judgmental. Hey, why are you judging me for judging? In chapter 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel, our Lord said, do not judge that you may not be judged. For with what measure judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you. But why do you see the speck in your brother's eye? Do not consider the beam in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me cast out the speck from your eye, and behold, there's a beam in your own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to cast out the speck from your brother's eye. Our Lord teaches us how to judge others correctly. Don't judge rashly. It's not a command not to judge. In our daily lives, we make judgments frequently. Our judgments of others should be just, non-hypocritical, and charitable, lovingly bringing them to the truth. We should be able to disagree without being disagreeable. Our Lord said, judge not by appearances, but give just judgment. And in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17, we have Christ's lesson on fraternal correction. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus judges the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees. In his first epistle, St. John says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone forth into the world. He was warning the faithful not to be led astray by false beliefs. I'll just close with this story. Many years ago, I would visit these former parishioners, and then their son had drifted away from the faith. He was leading an immoral life and lost his faith, but every time I'd see him, he liked to debate about the existence of God, why God doesn't exist. And so time after time we talk. And then I said after a while, look, I'll just pray for you. And I've got some things I'd like you to read and then consider with an open mind. And also examine your conscience. And then hadn't seen him for a long time. And then his family came to Mass. And all of a sudden he said, "You're right." And I'm asking, "I'm right? What do you mean?" He goes, "Yeah, there is a God. And the Catholic Church is a true church. But it's too hard. My dearly beloved in Christ, it is hard. Anything worthwhile is difficult. But it is the true church. There is a God. We have a conscience. And if we stay on the right path, then we'll have peace in this life. We'll have God's grace and love. And then we'll be rewarded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."